Sylvia and me.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Beckerman. Join me today as I talk to an extraordinary woman who is changing the world by making a difference in her life and the lives of those around her.
Hi, I'm Gail Kabaker, and welcome to Sylvia and Me.
Gail, thank you so much for joining me here today. For everyone listening, we're taping this. We're in different states. And hopefully by the time this airs, we'll be able to say we've weathered the worst. But I thank you for coming out, so to speak, and doing this while we're all going through this unbelievable crisis. So for anyone who has never, who doesn't know my guest today, Gail is a nationally and internationally recognized artist. You live in Ashfield, Massachusetts. You grew up in Hong Kong. And you're a freelance illustrator whose work has been used from everything from fashion and general illustration to animation, logo, and brand development. And you've been on the cover of, or your art has, of the New Yorker magazine numerous times. Can you go a little bit into your background? I know you've been a freelance illustrator your whole adult life, but maybe just a little bit of where you graduated from. How did you get to Massachusetts from, I believe we were living in San Francisco?
Let's see. I went to the Academy of Art College in San Francisco, which is now the Academy of Art University. And I chose it. I went right out of high school when I was 18. And I chose it because it was one of the only schools in the country, art schools, that had a fashion illustration program. And I wanted to be a fashion illustrator. I'd always known from, gosh, from when I was probably about 12 or 13 that that's what I wanted to do. So I went to the Academy of Art. I graduated from there when I was 22. And I worked in San Francisco for a few years as a freelancer. And then I met my husband in San Francisco. And he was also is also an artist. And he had bought land out here in Massachusetts, Western Mass. And I just kind of tagged along for the ride. And once I got out here, I had to branch out of fashion because there was pretty much no freelance work in fashion here. And so I started branching out into everything else, food and travel and health and all kinds of stuff. So that's kind of my background. Yeah.
Okay. And I understand that your process, can you dig, is like a combination of old school painting. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I actually have paintbrushes and paint. And I paint on paper. That's what I mean when I say old school. And I paint with acrylic wash, which is a mixture. It's a brand, and it's a mixture of acrylic and gouache. And then I paint the old fashioned way, and then I scan it into Photoshop, and then I do whatever I need to do to finish it in Photoshop. You know, some things don't need much, and they're already done, and some things, like if it's a complicated illustration with a lot of elements, I'll use Photoshop as a tool to collage and design, and my painting becomes kind of like the pieces that I collage together. So my final art is always digital, but it doesn't look digital because it's a painting. So when I did the portraits, I felt really lucky if I didn't have to do too much work in Photoshop to actually get it to look like the woman I was painting. So that was my goal, but I tried, because I was such an intense deadline, I didn't I was not too hard on myself. I wasn't trying to be a purist. Let me put it that way. I don't have any attitude, whatever it takes to get a job done, Photoshop, old school, whatever it is.
That's great. That's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. I wanted to give everyone who's listening a little bit of background, because now we're going to go into something that is amazing that you accomplished. And that was back in 2019, which to me isn't that long ago. You were asked by the co-founder, Elise Nelson, of Vital Voices. And Vital Voices is an organization that invests in women to improve the world. Vital Voices searches the world for women leaders with a daring vision. Then they partner with the women to make that vision a reality. And you were asked something exceedingly daring that you took on. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, Elise found me 2 years before that from a illustration that I did for the Washington Post about the Women's March. And so she contacted me after seeing that illustration and kind of pulled me into the Vital Voices family, which was I didn't know anything about Vital Voices then. So I had worked with her on a few projects already. And then I had done the five portraits of the the 2019 honorees that they honored at the Kennedy Center in their annual award celebration at the Kennedy Center. So I had done five portraits, and then she had this idea for a book with 100 portraits of 100 different women who were using their power to empower others. And initially she'd mentioned the idea to me as an idea with maybe using 100 different artists. And then I think she decided that would be way too complicated. So she asked me if I was interested. And I said yes, and that was probably April 2019, somewhere around there.
Well,
March 2018.
Okay, March of 2018.
Yeah,
she talked to you about this, and 100 women, and these women come from all over the country, all over the world. I mean.
Yeah.
And various different backgrounds, a variety of different, not just backgrounds, but interests and what they do and what they, one is regarding a food rescue, one is women in Saudi Arabia. I mean, you had a variety of different women, 100 women. How were you going to even begin this project?
Well, I got the names about 10 at a time. It was very much, it was all a bit by the seat of our pants. Like we were kind of moving forward, and you know, in a perfect world, I would have had all 100 names and photos to paint from, and you know, that would, I just would have buried myself in my studio, but it wasn't like that. It was like I got 10 names at a time, and for each woman, I researched photos, and you know, we agreed on the photo that I was going to paint from. And I tried, because I was very aware of how tight the timing was, because it's also going to be a book, a coffee table book, which we were at that time hoping would be ready for the 2020 awards, which were supposed to be last week. So back when we started in March, I knew it was practically impossible what I was trying to do. So I was very aware that, you know, I had to do, you know, like at least, I don't know, 10 I mapped it out. Like I had to do 10 a week or whatever it was. So that meant I didn't have a ton of time to kind of luxuriously paint each one. I had to be super efficient with my time, but I still wanted to, I still got to know each woman. You know, I looked at many photos of them. I watched video if there was video. I got to know each person. So when I was painting them, it wasn't like I was just kind of rushing through to trying to get a portrait finished. I was really trying to get the essence of each woman. And on a few of them, that meant including a background that maybe had something to do with what she did. Like Leah Lizarondo, who has the 412 Rescue, it felt right to surround her with food. And I wanted to get creative like that with as many as I could, but because of the time limitations, I just couldn't. Some of them just had to be their faces. And every once in a while, Elise had a lot of opinions about each one. And she was kind of like my art director. Like I would, we would agree on the photo. And then if I was changing the clothes, we would agree on what she'd be wearing. And I always researched the women so that I didn't ever just put anybody in something random. It was always from a photo of something that I had seen her wearing.
Well, I'd like to go into a few of these and kind of ask you about what your thought process was. Manal Al-Sharif, in 2011, she was filmed while driving in Saudi Arabia, which we know at that time was banned. It banned women from driving, period. And that video happened to go viral. And from there, she started a campaign to help Saudi women learn to drive. She's an activist for Middle East and North African human rights, an author and a computer scientist. And she actually won in 2012. She was honored with the Vital Voices Global Leadership Award. Can you tell me what you looked at and how you came up with the colors and so on for her?
Well, that's fun that you started with that one, because that might be my favorite one. Like that, That's definitely on the top three of my favorites of all of them.
It's beautiful. For anyone who hasn't seen it, it's magnificent.
Thank you. Well, I actually had an amazing photo to paint from that Aaron Kistner, who is a creative collaborator with Vital Voices, he took that photo and they sent me that photo. And really the photo was so beautiful. I literally just was inspired by that photo. The colors, everything was already there. So I really lucked out on that one, because it was basically interpreting what was already a beautiful photo. I mean, that's so nice when that happens. Makes things so much easier.
Well, people nowadays will have heard of, we'll go to one who, as I said, the name might be a little bit more well-known, and that's Dion von Furstenberg, the clothing designer who's famous for her wrap dress. But you did a painting of her, which is not in a wrap dress.
That she was actually one of the five women that I painted for the awards. So she was part of the first five portraits that I'd done. And yes, my first idea for her was definitely in a wrap dress. And so when I sent that idea, Elise is like, well, you know, what she does with us doesn't really have anything to do with her wrap dress. And it's more, you know, how she empowers other women. And so it was Lisa's idea to paint her as a superhero. And so I read her book. She has a autobiography. And that's when I realized, I learned that she loves nature. Like she loves walking in the woods, and nature is a big part of her life. So that's why I put her in a forest. and kind of made her very organic feeling. So that's how that idea came about.
Okay. Nadia Murad. In 2014, Nadia, an Iraqi Yazidi, and thousands of other Yazidi women were kidnapped by the Islamic State in Iraq, and several members of her family were killed. She is now a human rights activist. Can you tell me, what did you see, and how did you come up with this beautiful painting of her?
Well, hers was really pretty intense. Her story is horrible, really. And I think she was maybe one of the first ones where I really encountered a really intense story. And those were definitely harder, because I wanted to capture the women, and I also wanted to, I don't know how to put it, but I painted her. That one was not an easy one. I remember I had to fix her a number of times, because I think I had her looking too dark in the first ones. I think maybe her story kind of overpowered me. And then it was Elise, who knows her, and this happened on many of the women, where she would say, you know what, she actually has an amazing smile, and it'd be really great to get that. So on the ones that Elise knew, she would give me that kind of feedback, and then I would try to find photos that reflected that, and then I would combine that. And I'm sure that I saw her wearing something with that kind of pattern on it, which is why I added that pattern. So that's her story.
Okay, and one that's a little bit more up is Sarah Blakely. In 2012, Sarah was named by Forbes magazine the youngest self-made female billionaire in the world, the founder and owner of Spanx.
Yeah, she is a character. I, of course, knew about Spanx, but I didn't know anything about her. And so when I started researching her, I mean, she is such a character. She's so funny and brave and really unafraid to say anything. And I saw some photos of her wearing bras on the outside of her clothing. And so that's what inspired that. And I really wanted to capture her. I don't really want to call it goofiness, but she is a little bit goofy, but I mean, she's super smart, of course, but she's also got a really playful side. So I wanted to catch that with that painting.
Okay. Something on the more serious side, Amanda, Nobel Peace Prize nominee, is an advocate for sexual assault victims. After an attack at 21, she discovered that Massachusetts state law allowed rape kits to be destroyed after 6 months, even if the assailant had not been found. In 2014, she founded a nonprofit group that helped get the federal Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights signed into law. That had to be heavy.
Surprisingly, it was heavy, but she'd had so much success that in changing laws and, you know, getting things done, that and she was also one of the five that I painted for the awards. So she was one of the first five. And that's why they all have backgrounds, because they were, I knew that they were going to be used to project on the Kennedy Center stage behind the honorees when they came out to speak. And so they were all painted a certain way, and they all had a background, and they were all animated for the awards. So having these kind of like victorious women around her was very uplifting. So yes, her story is super heavy, but you know, and she's so beautiful, and she's got this amazing hair. It was different than some of the other ones where I felt like my painting started out kind of dark because of their story. Hers was always felt like kind of a light, not light, but you know.
So do you remember what woman was the last one that you painted?
I do. It was for the country of Qatar. Her name is Almayasa bint Hamad. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Sheikha Almayasa bint Hamad bin Khalifa, involved in the arts in Qatar. So she was one of the last ones. And also one of the other last ones was Joy. She was super easy, really, just like one of those just came out pretty effortlessly. That was a really fun one to paint.
Well, Joy is a computer scientist, poet, and digital activist. She is the founder of the Algorithmic Justice League, which uses art and research to expose racial and gender bias in artificial intelligence technologies. And looking at her painting, I mean, she is a lot of fun. I love the glasses you have on her. She was one of the easiest to capture. She's a disruptor, but one with confidence and creativity. And it's great. All of these are absolutely fantastic. Anyone who hasn't seen them, I'm sure they can go up on your website and see them. But you managed to paint in less than a year 100 women and be able to show their essence. These are women of all ages from all over the world. You had to get to know their amazing stories somehow. And it looks like you really captured them, and you spent, as much as you couldn't spend a lot of time on each one, you certainly put your heart into every single one of them. What is your next project? Are we doing any more 100 paintings?
Well, the book is the we're going to have to change out a few of them, because some of them either can't be part of the project for some reason or another. And so I'm actually going to be painting more, because we have to switch out a few. Right now, I'm teaching a workshop, hopefully, in Morocco in November, that's already sold out. Luckily, we announced that back in January.
You also directed, wrote, and produced 2 award-winning 5-minute movies.
Yeah, that's a fun passion of mine. And that was about, that was in the last 5 or 6 years. Because I've always worked for myself, and I've always been very, I've always had an agent up until 2 years ago, but I've always been really good at kind of marketing and brainstorming. And I don't know what happened. I went to our community started a local film festival, and I went to it one year, and I was just, it was so much fun, and I was so inspired. I just went, you know what, I'm going to make a movie for next year. And I had lots of really talented people who wanted to do it. And I basically wrote it and directed it. And then when we won the grand prize, I was just hooked. I was like, wow, if I didn't have to make money, I'd just make movies. So I had a lot of fun with that. And I found that, you know, I'm good at, I mean, I knew I was good at bringing teams of people together in a creative way. And I've also worked on a number of animations where I hire the animator, and I hire the musician to write the music for it. And, you know, so I really love working on projects like that. And I'm actually going to do a very short, probably 15-second film about the exhibition that I'm going to do that with. So I'm excited to, it'll have all 100 portraits in it somehow. And I've got some fun ideas for that. But yeah, that's one of my, it's just something I love to do. And, you know, if I had more time, I'd do more of it.
Well, Gail, the work you've done, capturing the essence of these powerful women on canvas, it's wonderful. It's absolutely magnificent. And your work really does, I read this someplace, it really does teach us to seek out and discover beauty, not only in our own lives, but to enhance its meaning and richness. So, Gail, I thank you for joining us today, joining me today. For anyone who wants to take a look at some amazing work and learn more about Gail, it's G Kabaker, that's GKABAKER.com. Again, Gail, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. On our next podcast, I'll be talking to another extraordinary, inspiring woman who has made her mark on the world. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform and, of course, our website, sylviaandme.com. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to keep up with the latest episodes. Review, rate, and take us with you wherever you are. I want to hear from you. If you know of an extraordinary, inspiring woman, please contact me at sylvia@lifeofprey.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay safe. This has been a Life of Prey production.